So, can you state your name and a little background information about yourself?
Yes, my name is Sean White. I'm an associate professor in the English department at James Madison University. I'm originally from San Diego, California. I went to college at UCLA. I moved to Virginia in 2009.
Okay. I have a dog. What is your experience with books? More importantly, how have books in general shaped the person you are today?
Wow, yeah. Okay, well, I grew up in a house that was full of books. My dad is a little bit of a compulsive book buyer and doesn't throw anything away. So everything that he ever had, he always still has. Mm-hmm. My mom is a librarian at an elementary school, and she knew every single book, the content of it, the condition of it. So I grew up really a bibliophile, just generally. And then when I got into high school, I realized that I loved studying, reading English literature, talking about it, writing about it, and I liked creative writing. So for me, bookstores, the way books smell, whether they're new or old, there was a kind of a romance to it, I think.
Yeah. So did that inspire you to become, like, an English professor?
Absolutely. I mean, basically, I believe in the physical object of the book. I think it's important to be able to kind of touch it and have the places where you've spilled on it and so forth. And that love ended up being, I mean, I just found myself drawn to the classes taught by people who love to do that and peers that love to talk about literature that way. And I just kept following the next step. Okay, I did the undergraduate degree. I want to do more. Let's get a master's. Oh, I want to do more. Let's get a PhD. Oh, I have a PhD. I should apply for a job. Like, it was, it just all kind of unfolded.
Right.
But it was really kind of about the objects, first and foremost.
Yeah. So where is the particular bookstore that we're going to be talking about today?
There are two in London. Would you like me to talk about both of them or just one?
You could talk about both.
Okay. They're both in London. One is called Waterstones, and it's more of a chain, and it's really a kind of big bookstore, and it's on Gower Street in the Bloomsbury District. The other is called Scoob Books, and it is a used bookstore also in Bloomsbury. And it's downstairs in the weird basement underneath the Brunswick Marketplace near Russell Square Station.
Okay. Did you have a favorite out of the two?
Probably Scoob Books, because it's like low ceilings, and the shelves are made of concrete and wood, and then it's just floor-to-ceiling books. And you walk into this little place, and it's all and they're all used. They're all old and funny and weird, and there's stacks just on the floor, like, you know, standing there.
Yeah.
All the people who go in there are the ones who really want to look at each, you know, they just want to see what happens to be there. They also sell posters. I love that poster. It's good books.
Oh, that's cool.
So I suppose it's my favorite because there's always the possibility that I'll find a first edition of something incredible, or I can buy really cheaply, like, three or four Penguin editions of something.
Yeah. Okay, so describe the inside of the bookstore, so whichever one.
Okay, I'll describe Scoob Books, because it's unique. Let's see, you walk in and you immediately go down stairs and you hit a landing and another stairs, and I think it's at the bottom, there's a mosaic that says Scoob Books. And of course, Scoob is books backward, so it's this kind of cute, whatever. And you walk in and there's always some kind of poorly shaven guy wearing a hoodie working there. And it's, like I said, it's just got kind of stacks of books everywhere, and it's full of book lovers. I mean, this is not a this is not a place that your average person would go.
Yeah, I'm picturing, like, Harry Potter, like...
Totally. It's totally like that, yeah.
Okay. So what led you to choosing this bookstore on a regular basis?
Well, when I'm in London, I have more free time, because I'm often either doing research or I'm... I've taken a study abroad group, and we have a lot of afternoons free. So it's in walking distance, and it's near some good coffee shops, and so I like that one in particular. Also because I have found books that I couldn't find elsewhere. My husband bought me a first edition of Elizabeth Bowen book at Scoob Books, and so now I have this association with it that every time I leave, I'm going to leave with something really good.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, I mean, I've got that poster, I got the Elizabeth Bowen book. I have postcards that I really liked. I forget what else I got there. Yeah.
Yeah, just, like, memorabilia.
Yeah.
So describe a typical day inside this bookstore for you.
Oh, a typical day. Well, I don't really spend a whole day there, to be honest. It would, basically I would go to the fiction section, and I would just, I would sort of scan and go through the entire alphabet just to see what jumps out at me. If something seems interesting, I'll pull it off the shelf. So I always go to the fiction first, and I go to the literary criticism to see if there's a cool book there. I always look for an Irish studies section. And then I'll go to the kind of, often the, like the art book or the photography section, because they always have something real funky. And they can be dated, they can be recent, you never know what you're going to find. And photography books or books that have visual images, they get dated pretty fast, and it's just always fun to find.
So did you, like, pull a book out and sit and read?
Okay. Yeah, it's very common to kind of walk into a... They're basically like little stalls, you know, so the alphabet kind of snakes around in and out of these little stalls, and it's very, very common to come in and find somebody just sitting there, you know, surrounded by a pile of books reading, and that's what I'll do in the, usually in the fiction section.
Okay. So what types or age ranges of people did you see inside, usually?
Seems like I would probably be the youngest. Really? I don't know if that's true. There might be some people in their 20s. But it's, I mean, the bookstore is quite close to the British Library, and it's also close to UCL, which is University College London. So it would be certainly graduate students and professors and possibly undergraduates, and they look kind of exactly like you would expect. Like most of them wear glasses, people have a kind of over-the-shoulder bag. Jeans.
Were they, like, Americans, a lot of them, or no?
Not that I could tell. There's not a lot of talking in bookstores, actually.
That's true.
But no, it seemed local, really, which is another thing I
like. Yeah, I like that. So did you learn anything, maybe, from visiting this particular bookstore, like, help you grow in any way?
Gosh, that's a hard question. Well, I learned one thing, is that you can't, when you're traveling overseas, you can't buy everything you want, because you have to carry it home.
True. But
I don't know if that's, I don't know if that counts.
That's a good one.
I mean, I guess the one thing that I've learned is that while it seems easier to know what to look for if I come in with an idea, I'm much more likely to find something that I want if I just open my eyes and look at what's actually there.
Right.
So I suppose that's what I'm saying.
So if you go in just, like, not knowing, then you're not going to be, like, pleased?
Yeah.
Like you're saying?
No, I would be very pleased. Like, if I go in looking for Virginia Woolf's To the Lighthouse, and it's not there, and I'm done, and I leave, I might miss.
True.
But if I just go in with my eyes open and just see what they have, because that's the thing about used bookstores especially, is it changes all the time. They never know what they're going to get in. They never know who's going to buy some weird book, and so it could be different every day, potentially.
That's true.
The other thing is that people who work in books, used bookstores, know an awful lot about books.
Yeah.
Because they have to go in and assess the value of the book itself and then the condition that it's in. And that's not something even that you, that new bookstores have to do.
Right. So did you, like, make friends with, like, the owner or whatever?
I'm always chatty with the owners of used bookstores. I don't know their names. But maybe this next summer I'll go ask.
Yeah. Okay. So how is this bookstore different from ones that you would see here in the U.S.? Or was it different?
Well, I mean, it's I've been to a couple of used bookstores in Charlottesville that are exactly like this. This particular bookstore has tons of those orange and white Penguin Edition books. Like, tons. Shelves full of orange and white. So that's different. That's unique. That's not something I often see in
Is
US
that a
bookstores.
British thing?
Yeah, it might be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it might be. Penguin Books. I mean, I think there's now an American division, but I think it was originally British.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I know that for a fact, but... so that is different. And, of course, used bookstores generally are different from commercial bookstores, in that in commercial bookstores, they're interested in marketing. You know, so the whole layout of the store is about trying to get your eye to go to this popular book. Or, so they organize it by suggestions, or they organize it by, you know, Booker Prize nominated, or there's a movie made out of this one. It's much more about trying to move inventory. Used bookstores aren't about that.
Right.
You know, in fact, oftentimes you'll walk in and no one will talk to you ever. Whereas in a, another bookstore, you might actually get a salesperson come up and try to help
you. That's like a relief, probably.
Yeah. You want to just hang out.
Yeah.
And they're not, I mean, they're not dying for your, you know, $4.95 because whatever, it's not going to make or break their life.
Yeah,
they're
there
for book lovers, too.
Okay. So I have one more question.
Okay.
Do you have a specific memory about this bookstore that you would like to share?
Actually, yes, I do. I was there this last May with my friends Julie and Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And Henry's a professor in the geography department, and his wife Julie is in the English department,
mm-hmm.
Professor Swordway. And the three of us spent a morning. It was very, very rainy, and we'd been to the British Library, and they had never been to Scoob Books before, even though they'd both been to Britain. So we got pizza, and then we went to Scoob Books, and then we went to Waterstones, and the comparison was really interesting. They have two children, so I don't usually have occasion to go out with just the two of them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the most pleasant day ever, because all we did was wander around, and it wasn't like any one of us wanted to stay any longer than the other. You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you go with your brother and they don't
yeah.
care about books. And so it was like being with my people, like my clones. We like to do the same thing. We were in separate sections, right? But,
mm-hmm.
you know, about 25 minutes later, it was like, hey, Henry, what you doing? You know, and
yeah.
it was a lovely, lovely afternoon.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. And that's really it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That was perfect.
Good.
Thank you.
So what are you have to write a paper about this, or?
Yeah. One second.
No, go ahead.